Real Truth Daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. Who is Jesus to the masses? If you were to ask people in your neighborhood, down the city block, at school, at your workplace, who is Jesus of Nazareth? You'd get a lot of different kind of answers, but very few of them would say who he really is. Well, was it like that on Palm Sunday when Jesus came riding triumphantly into Jerusalem on a colt the foal of a donkey, and the masses were there lining the city streets saying, "Hail Hosanna, son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Did most of the people in the city of Jerusalem acknowledge that's who Jesus was? Listen to what it says in verse 10. "And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up saying, 'Who is this?' And the crowd said, 'This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee.'" Did you hear that? Most people in Jerusalem did not say he was the son of David, the promised Messiah. Most people said he's simply a prophet, nothing more and nothing less. Now, when you think about people here in the United States, that's the common answer people give about Jesus of Nazareth. He was just a great teacher, a marvelous orator, a wonderful speaker. He was a prophet, but that's all you can say. He surely isn't God incarnate. But who do you say that Jesus is? Here's the incredible thing that's happened in every person's life who acknowledges Jesus as a Christ. The Holy Spirit has removed the blinders, caused them to see Jesus for who he is, help them understand that he died and rose again so that through repentance and faith in what he's done, they have forgiveness and the promise of eternal life. Martin Luther said it this way when he said this in the explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed. He said this: "I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in the Lord Jesus Christ or come to him, but the Holy Ghost has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the one true faith, even as he calls, gathers, and enlightens the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it in the one true faith." Jesus asked his disciples, "Who does the world say that I am?" He asked this at a place called Caesarea Philippi. And the disciples said, "Some say that you're John the Baptist. Others say that you're Elijah. Others say that you're one of the prophets who's been raised from the dead." And then Jesus wanted a more specific answer regarding who he is. And he said this: "Who do you say I am?" And what did Peter say? "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." My friends, that's what we say about Jesus as well. The people that lined the city streets that really understood who Jesus was, what did they say? "Hail Hosanna, son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ. And my friends, you acknowledge him as the Christ today. The one who came to seek and to save those who are lost, who came not to be served, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. He is the way, the truth, the life, wonderful counselor, mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the one who brings peace and reconciliation with God through faith in what he's done. My prayer for you is that you continue to hang on to your faith no matter what. We don't know what's ahead for people here in the United States. There could be great persecution. Our freedoms could be taken away. Freedom to worship, freedom to profess the name of Jesus, freedom to lift up his name, freedom to fellowship together. Is that going to happen in my lifetime? It could, but I think it's probably going to happen in my kids or my grandkids' lifetime. No matter what kind of persecution we face in the future, cling to the truths of Scripture. Cling to Jesus as Savior. As Jesus asked his disciples, "Who am I?" They said, "You're the Christ." And we say the very same thing today. So cling to him no matter what. I think of that beautiful passage in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. "Be faithful unto death." In other words, continue to cling to Christ and his merits until the time you die, and you'll receive the crown of everlasting life. You see, Christianity is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And the people who lined the city streets who said, "Hail Hosanna, son of David," they realize he's the Christ. And hopefully, by God's grace and the Spirit's power, even after he was crucified, but then raised, they still believed in him. No matter what happens to us in life, may we still believe in him no matter what. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.